We'll go hunting every day. Ralph spoke again, hoarsely. He had not moved.
You let the fire go out.
This repetition made Jack uneasy. He looked at the twins and then back at Ralph.
We had to have them in the hunt, he said, or there wouldn't have been enough for a ring.
He flushed, conscious of a fault. The fire's only been out an hour or two. We can light up again. He noticed Ralph's scarred nakedness and the somber silence of all four of them. He sought, charitable in its happiness, to include them in the thing that had happened. His mind was crowded with memories, memories of the knowledge that had come to them when they closed in on the struggling pig, knowledge that they had outwitted a living thing, imposed their will upon it, taken away its life, like a long, satisfying drink. He spread his arms wide.
You should have seen the blood!
The hunters were more silent now, but at this they buzzed again. Ralph flung back his hair. One arm pointed at the empty horizon. His voice was loud and savage and struck them into silence.
There was a ship!
Jack, faced at once with too many awful implications, ducked away from them. He laid a hand on the pig and drew his knife. Ralph brought his arm down, fist clenched, and his voice shook.
There was a ship out there. You said you'd keep the fire going, and you let it out.
He took a step toward Jack, who turned and faced him.
They might have seen us. We might have gone home.
This was too bitter for Piggy, who forgot his timidity in the agony of his loss. He began to cry out shrilly.
You and your blood, Jack Merridew! You and your hunting! We might have gone home!
Ralph pushed Piggy to one side.
I was chief, and you were going to do what I said.